This I Believe. Maximilian Hodder, film director, was born in Kiev, educated in Poland and France. Until World War II, he worked in the motion picture industries in Poland, France, Czechoslovakia, and the Soviet Union. In 1940, serving in the Polish army, he was arrested by the Soviet secret police in Lvov and deported to Siberia. He escaped, and for 3 years, he served with the Polish branch of the Royal Air Force. He came to the United States in 1949 and has since been in Hollywood's movie industry. Here now is Maximilian Hodder.
To state clearly and honestly one's beliefs in a few hundred words is a large order in any man's language, particularly so if one has been a victim of a number of very personal tragedies. Ever since my adolescent mind began to comprehend the complexities of our daily life, I looked upon a human being as a personification of that great unknown with a very specific mission on earth to fulfill. I looked for perfection, for love and understanding. I believed in human being. Then, one day, from the world of a carefree, happy life of a young, up-and-coming writer-director in pre-war Poland, I was thrown into the Nazis and later communists' world of hatred, tyranny, murder and destruction. Human being ceased to be what I believed it was destined for, and became a raw material for a soap factory, an implement in a five-year plan or a guinea pig in a biological laboratory. I lost my country and my family, and my belief in human being was crushed mercilessly. I became bitter and cynical. Then came the third, and to me perhaps the most significant period of my life so far, here in America. From the moment the immigration officer at LaGuardia Airport shook my hand and wished me good luck, I again began to see the sunnier side of life. I have made true friends, and they have proven themselves when I needed them most. Food and clothing for victims of floods, group of GIs adopting an orphan and sending him to school, neighbors building a new home for a victim of fire, community chest, cancer fund, Salvation Army, Alcoholic Anonymous, and 1,000 other such acts or associations, all voluntary, collective or individual, left an indelible mark on me. It gave me a new lease on life. I again believe in mankind. I now remember not only the days when people were chased from houses of worship with guns, but also those poor Russians who traded for food their most treasured possessions, but kept the holy icons. I now think not only of those who killed, but also of the kind Russian peasants who met our convoy to Siberia, and in spite of guards who chased them away, tried to share with us, convicts, a piece of bread, perhaps the last one. I also think of those gun-starved wretches who, after years of unendurable exploitation in forced labor camps, still had enough humanness left in them to sing or even joke occasionally. I now again believe there is more good than evil, more of those who create or wish to create than those who destroy, more of those who love than those who hate. I firmly believe in an inalienable right of the individual to live the life of his choice, his right to work or rest, smile or cry, succeed or fail, pray or play. The great Polish poet Adam Mickiewicz said, "The nectar of life is sweet only when shared with others." I therefore also believe that it is my duty to contribute in whatever way I can to the present struggle to bring hope to those still oppressed, so that, as the great Americans once said, they also may, under God, have a new birth of freedom.
That was Maximilian Hodder, whose personal tragedies in war-torn Europe crushed, but did not destroy, his belief in humanity.